time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here. Versailles High School JV Boys Competition. Tigers taking on the Indians. Starters for tonight's JV game for the Indians. Riley Will, Riley Dilworth, Carson Ramon, Ian Holman, and Brian Bannon. I'm alongside here, Chase Bruns at Versailles High School. Chase, we'll go to the starters for the Tigers.
Starters for Versailles.
Away with the rebound. He'll walk it up to the Tigers, now hands it off to Troy Troy Jones. Jones at the top of the key will swing it to McAdowney on the left wing. Now up top to Demands. Demands swings it around the arc. Now over to Bruns. Bruns will shoot a deep three from the right wing. Short, no good. Rebounded by Litton, and he'll throw it off the Indians, so it'll stay with Versailles.
Five, 10 left here. 2-2 is our score.
Jones inbound under his own basket. Now gets it in. Top of the key to Mange. Now over to Jones. Jones gets it in to Litton. Litton will turn over his left shoulder, and that's up and good.
And Tigers will keep on their press. Gives up to Dilworth. Up to own change. The corner, Holman. Holman will then drive baseline. Puebla. Left up and good. So two-point basket, Ian Holman.
Jones will bring it the other way for the Tigers. He's guarded by Riley Dilworth. Jones gives it over to Demange. Demange will hand it off to Litton. Now Litton gets top of the key to McAdowney. Now over to the right wing, Demange. Demange guarded by Owen Shane. Now hands it off to Litton. Litton drives middle, puts it up, and will get fouled. And he will go to the line to shoot two. Good take there by Litton of Versailles. Your score is 4-4 here early in the first quarter. Litton is at the line. He'll get his first one. That shot is up and no good.
Foul was on Brian Benn.
Jacob Litton at the line will get his second. That one is good this time. 5-4. Versailles takes the early lead.
Ian will get into Will. Will looking around, gets double teamed in the corner, gets
trapped,
stolen away.
Turned over. And that's number 10. Demands the other way for the layup. Easy layup. Versailles right in this 1-2-2 three-quarter court press.
They get up to Ben in the paint. Up and good. So two-point basket, Brian Ben.
Yeah, Indians broke it this time after turning it over. Troy Jones will take it the other way. He'll pass half court. He'll set the offense, gives the ball over to Demange. Demange up top to McAdowney, now swings it over to Bruns. Bruns will get it inside to Litton, and he will get fouled. I think it's right on Riley Dilworth. That'll send Litton again to the line to shoot two. Looks like Versailles is really making a point to get Litton the ball inside. His first free throw is up and good.
Two subs for the Indians. Kobe Wendell, Russell Gale, and Dylan Evers checking in for Dilworth, Riley Will, and Brian Benn.
Litton will get his second. That one's up and good. 9-6 for sales.
So Ian will get into Kobe Wendell.
Litton has 7 of the 9 so far.
Kobe on cross half court. It's screened by Russell Gale. Gives it over to Russell. Over to the corner into Shane. Shane gets it back up top the window. He travels. And double dribble. So it'll go the other way. Kind of shuffled his feet there. So he'll go back to the Tigers. Down three. Indians 9-3 or 9-6.
Jones will get the ball. picked up full court by Russell Gale. Jones will now pass to the wing to Demange. Demange on the left wing will hold it, guarded by Owen Shane. Now Demange drives, kicks out to Litton from 18 foot, no good. Rebounded by Dylan Evers.
Evers will get over to Wendell. Kobe cross half court, gives over to Owen Shane on the right side, up top to Ian Holman. Ian Holman thinks about three, gives over to Kobe in the corner, back up top to Ian. Ian will get it into Evers at the free throw line, gets it back out to Ian. Ian's going to fire up a three up, no good. Rebound by the Tigers going the other way.
Demands will push it the other way for Sales, and he'll take it all the way without being stopped. And they're going to call a charge on Dylan Evers. I don't think it was a charge at all. He wasn't lined up, but give him credit for trying.
Yeah. You don't see much charge calls, and especially JV basketball, so
give it to him.
At least he tried, so. So, Indians will take it the other way. Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. 9-6 our score. 2:41 left here in the first quarter. Dylan Evers going to get trapped, and it should be tipped away, and it will stay with the Indians. It's the right call.
I didn't really see it.
It was tipped. Yeah.
Rest of the discussion.
And it'll stay for recovery ball. So Evers will inbound it into Wendell. Wendell will bring it up for the Indians. Wendell dribble around near half court. Picks up his dribble, gives it over to Russell Gale. Gale will get double team trapped. Picks up his dribble, gives it over to Evers, and then Evers will get his pass tipped away and will stay with the Indians. So
Indians being a little careless with the ball. Yeah. Pressure. I mean, Russell's doing a good job of pressuring the ball.
Evers trying to get it in. He'll get in to Wendell. Wendell will give it over to Gale. Gale will try to get into mid. He does. Ben will go out to Evers, over to Wendell, back into Ben. Ben will give back out to Wendell. Wendell back up to Evers. Evers over to Gale into the corner to Kobe Wendell. Kobe up top to Ian. Ian will drive, dish out to Kobe in the corner. Kobe up top to Evers, over to Russell Gale into Ben. Ben will go.
There's a shot we want.
Gets a layup in, so makes a score 9-8.
Pretty good offense there by the Indians, being patient, finally getting the shot they want inside with Ben. Troy Jones rings it the other way. Indians down 9-8, minute and a half left in the first quarter. Russell Gale doing a great job. He comes up with the steal. He brings it the other way.
Ooh.
Nice Euro step. I like it. He finishes on the other end. Indians take a 10-9 lead.
Heck of a play there.
McAdowney now gets it into Demange. Demange will put up a shot. It's blocked by Dylan Evers. Ball's loose. Ian Holman comes away with it.
They'll give it over to Kobe Wendell. Indians take the lead, 10-9. With a minute left here in the first. Kobe will get it over, and it'll be tipped away, and it'll stay with the Indians. So, coming up after this will be the varsity game. And Dave Kalp and Harold Feely will bring it to you here on 4 Recovery Internet Radio. Russell Gale on up top to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will give it to the side to Ian Holman. Ian Holman up for three, no good. Rebound by the Tigers going the other way.
Demange will bring it the other way, guarded by Gale. Demange loses it. Kobe Wendell comes away with it.
Kobe will push two-on-one situation, and he throws up a layup, no good. Rebound by Russell Gale out to Ian Holman. Ian Holman will fire up a three, no good. Rebounded by... And nope, there'll be a foul, so... Foul on Dylan Evers, so it'll be Tigers ball with 31 seconds left in the first.
Kobe looked like he wanted to pass it, and then midway he just shot it.
But it's midway up in the air, so.
We're getting some decent looks. They'll fall eventually. Demange brings it the other way. He'll cross over middle now. It'll be a kick ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Versailles.
Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. 10-9 score. Indians up.
Jones would drive in for the Tigers and get fouled. That'll send him to the line shooting two shots. That foul's on Riley Dilworth, his second. Team's fourth. Jones at the line will get his first. That's up and good. That ties it up at 10. Jones will get one more. That one's up, no good this time, but rebounded by Versailles. Out, back out to Jones now, swings it over to Bruns, now over to Demange. Demange gets it inside to Ruhenkamp, and we're going to have a push underneath on Owen Shane. That'll be his first. So McAdowney will inbound under his own basket. He'll get it in to Heitkamp. Heitkamp gives it back to McAdowney. McAdowney will reset the offense, guarded by Reagan Martin. McAdowney now swings it over to Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp on the left wing. We'll skip it over to Bruns. Bruns will drive baseline and throw a pass to Heitkamp, but he'll turn it over.
And it looks like
that's what they call it.
Ryan Post.
Ryan Post came away with the steal, but they're going to call an offensive foul on him.
Wow. Russell Gale will check in for Riley Dilworth.
Ruhenkamp triggered in from the side. He'll get it out to Jones. Jones guarded by Russell Gale. Jones will spin middle now. Swings it over to McAdowney. McAdowney gets a ball screen. He's cut off by Ryan Post, and they're going to get Ryan with a reach. So a quick two fouls on Ryan Post. And that'll be 1-1. Team seventh. Still 6 minutes to go in the half. Send McAdowney to the line. Front end is up. And, or is that a shooting foul?
No, it's 1-1 because
I don't think any of the rebound, any of the guys really.
I don't know.
Must be a shooting foul. His first one's good. Second one is up, and that'll be short, but he'll get his own rebound. And then he'll put up another shot, and it's blocked out of bounds by Owen Shane. Got to box out the shooter there.
Yeah.
So Bruns will inbound underneath. He'll get it into number zero, Garrison. They'll enter it into Bruns. Now back out to Troy Jones. Jones at the top of the key will drive middle. Hands off to McAdowney for an easy layup. Yeah.
Nice pass. Dish off.
Good job by Jones drawing the defender and dumping it off to McAdowney.
Riley will bring it up for the Indians. Gets over to Gale in the corner. Gale will give up to Regan Martin. Regan gives it to Will over to Ryan Post in the corner. Ryan will try to go baseline, brings it back out, gives up top to Russell Gale. Russell giving it to Regan in the corner, up 4-3, up and long, and rebound by Owen Shane. Owen will get tipped away. Ryan comes up with it, find Regan on a cut, up, no good, rebounded by Riley Will, up and one, so makes the basket, so makes. So he'll go to the line shooting one. Makes their score 13-12, so Riley Will can tie this game up here with this free throw here in the second quarter.
Indians at about two or three offensive rebounds there. It's good work by the Indians getting some second and third chance opportunities.
Free throw is up and good, so ties our game with 5:17 left here in the second quarter.
McAdowney will bring it the other way, guarded by Reagan Martin. McAdowney dribbles up top, now over to Jones. Jones on the left wing. Now over to Demange. Demange drives right down the lane, gets stolen away by Russell Gale. He'll bring it down the other way, left side of the court.
Puts it up.
No good.
Ryan Post with the board, puts it back up. No good, and it'll be a jump ball. So it will stay with the Indians.
Indians again with a transition opportunity. Just nothing to show for it.
Ryan Postle inbound to Regan Martin in the middle of the paint. Puts up a five-footer up and good. Two-point basket, Regan Martin.
Gives the Indians a lead, 15-13. Troy Jones brings it the other way. Jones will dribble around the arc. He'll back it out. Being heavily guarded by Russell Gale. Gale doing a great job pressuring the ball. Demands drives right. That's a charge. How's there? No call. Kicks out for three. Jones, no good. Rebound, Riley Will. He'll push it all the way down court to Shane. He'll put it up for an easy layup.
Another transition there.
We're going to have a timeout for sales. So Indians lead 17-13. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. We'll take a break and be back after this.
Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. 17-13, Indians are up four with 4:09 left here in the second quarter. Versailles will bring up the ball.
It's McAdani for Versailles bringing it up. Guarded by Regan Martin. McDowney will swing it to Demange. Man gets the ball screen. He'll drive his middle. Now kicks it out to Troy Jones at the top. Jones will dribble around the arc. Hands off to McDowney. McDowney will drive middle now, and he kicks out to Litton. Litton for the 16-footer. No good. Rebounded by Ryan Post.
It will go the other way. Gives up to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will try to get into Ben. He does. Out back out through Ryan Post.
What?
Ryan will lose it, and it will go the other way. Then stolen away by Kobe Wendell. So Indians will get back up to Regan Martin, up to Riley Will. Riley will drive baseline, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Ben, up good and job. Good. And it'll be a foul, so he'll go to the line shooting one.
Great job by the big fella getting that board.
Yeah. So gives the Indians a 6-point lead. Ben will go to the line shooting one. 3:29 left here in the second quarter. Up, no good. Rebound by Regan Martin. Regan will then get tipped away. He'll go the other way.
Demange will turn middle. No good. Rebounded by Ryan Post.
Ryan will push hard the other way. One-on-one opportunity, and he'll pop a shot. Up, no good. Rebounded by Ben. Ben will then
good work.
Lose it. And they Tigers will come up
Troy
with
Jones
it.
Jones comes away with it. He'll give it over to Bruns. Bruns will now skip it all the way down court to Demange and over to Ruinkamp for an easy layup. There's no excuse there. Indians got to get back. Sales wasn't even trying to push it, and they still beat him down the court.
Ryan Post will give it up to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will get trapped, and then, ooh, that was close over and back, but Regan will give it over to Ryan, to Ben. Ben will turn around, hook shot, no good. Rebound by Wendell up top to Regan Martin. Regan's wide open for three, up and good. 3-point basket. Regan Martin gives the Indians a 7-point lead.
Troy Jones brings it the other way. Light pressure by Kobe Wendell. Jones gives it over to, who's that? Ruinkamp. Ruinkamp has it to Demange. Demange will pull from 15 feet. No good. Rebound Regan Martin.
Regan will push hard the other way. You go baseline. Gets up an easy layup. Good hustle there by Regan Martin to make that play. 24-15.
Troy Jones brings it the other way for Versailles. He'll pass it over to Demange. Demange now over to Ruinkamp in the corner. Ruinkamp gets a ball screen. Gets it tipped away, but he recovers. Picks up his dribble. Now over to Demange. Back to Ruinkamp for a give and go.
That could be a foul, too.
Easy layup.
So Ryan Post will inbound it into Regan Martin. 24-17 is our score here in the second quarter. Ryan Post will give it over to Kobe Wendell up top to Regan Martin. Regan will give it over to Ryan in the corner up short. No good. Rebound by Ben. Ben will put a five-footer up. No good. Rebound by the Tigers, and there will be a foul on the Indians. So Ball will go to the Tigers. Foul be on number 10, Ryan Post, his third. It'll be 1-1. So, a few subs for the Indians. Riley Dilworth, Ian Holman, and Russell Gale come back into the ballgame.
Indians lead 24-17, a minute 22 left in the half. Demange at the line, puts it up and banks it in. It's one way to do it. Same for the square and fire it. Second one's up and no good this time. Rebounded by Ben. Ben doing work on the boards.
Is over to Holman. Holman will bring it up for the Indians. Mid 15 left here in the second quarter. Ian will dribble on the right side. Hit Kobe on a cut in. Kobe will give it back out to Ian in the corner. Ian up top to Dilworth. Dilworth will give it back to Ian in the corner. Ian will fire up a three up. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers. And there will be a foul on Kobe Wendell. A little shove off. And so the Tigers might be 10.
Team's ninth, so they're still in the 1-1, so not a very good foul there. Demand yet again at the line for the Tigers. 57 seconds left in the half. Demand puts it his first. Off the back, no good. Misses the front end, but rebounded by Bruns. Nobody boxes him out. Puts up an easy shot. 20-24.
Mercedes will get back in their press, and Dilworth will lose it.
Tosses
over his head, and Ian comes up with it, so he needs to get lucky there. Kobe will give it up to Dilworth. Dilworth will try to get into Ben, a little underhand pass, and Ben loses it, and he'll go back to the Tigers.
Bruns pushes it up to McAdowney. McAdowney will drive middle, now kicks out to Demange. Demange will stop and pop from 15 feet. No good. Rebounded by Riley Dilworth, and we're going to have a foul on Versailles.
Not enough for 1-1 yet. So.
Demange.
Ryan Post will check back in, and Regan Martin for the Indians, for Riley Dilworth and Kobe Wendell.
A little offense for defense here at the end of the half.
28 seconds left, Indians up 4. Regan will get into Ryan Post, up to Russell Gale. Gale will hit, try to get in the corner and tips
turns
away.
It over again. It's number 24, Litton. The other Litton.
Nope.
And then Russell comes away with it after the ball was loose on the floor for a while. We're going to have a foul on Versailles. It's on Jacob Litton. So that's Versailles' fifth foul.
And Coach Overton will take a timeout, so we'll take one with him on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
You go out of your way and wander around a warehouse store for paint when you could just swing by your local Ace. Ace has the top-rated paint like Valspar, and we can match any color on the planet. We also have something that's harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask the right questions to make sure you get everything you need. Stop by the paint studio at Wangler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery for all of your paint project needs. We'll make sure you leave with quality products and advice you can trust from the people that know you best.
And we're back here, Versailles High School, 24-20. Our score here in the JV Boys game. Indians are up with 16.7 seconds left here before half. Remember, coming up after this will be the varsity game, and Harold Feely and Dave Kalp will bring you the action here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Russell Gale will get into Ryan Post. Ryan will get it back to Russell Gale. Gale will get double teamed, trapped, and gives up to Ben. 7 seconds left. Ben's looking around. Gives it over to Regan Martin. Regan has 3 seconds. Loses it. And
not going to get a shot.
Not going to get a shot. So that'll end our quarter. Indians up 4 here at the half. We'll take a break and come back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH end of year sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Old Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. They'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here, Versailles High School. Halftime of the JV Boys competition, 24-20 is our score. I think the leading scorer for the Indians is probably Brian Benn with 6 points, I would have to say. Brian Benn's had a heck of a first half, I'd have to say, Chase. I mean, yeah, he was on the boards. He was getting good plays, ran to him. He was getting in on the block, playing up easy shots. I mean, that's all Coach Overton can hope for.
Yeah, Brian definitely getting some good looks inside, but his rebounding has stood out to me. I mean, he's working hard down there, and really, Indians are just a lot bigger than this team and really shouldn't be a game right now, in my opinion. I think the Indians are a lot better, and I think they'll start to pull away here in the second half, but just Indians being sloppy with the ball on offense, a couple turnovers, especially late there, just throwing it to nothing, and I think they'll clean it up in the second half and start to pull away.
Upcoming after this, the varsity team will take on the Tigers on Saturday. The girls will host Ottawa Glandorf JV game at noon. WPGW will simulcast that one. And then later that night, boys are at Jay County. Take on the Patriots. WPGW will bring you that one too. Next week, Thursday, girls will host Parkway. Fort Recovery Radio will give you that one. And Friday, the boys will travel up the Parkway. Take on the Panthers, and Fort Recovery Radio will bring you that one too. So any other sponsors we have to give out? Our quarter sponsors for the varsity game: first quarter, Wrangle Hardware; second quarter, Fort Recovery Insurance; third quarter, Kalp Pharmacy; and fourth quarter, Fowler Mechanical. The girls ended up losing last night, Chase. I heard from you. I didn't say the whole game, so I heard it was pretty close until the end. So it's a horrible loss, but it's a good, I mean, just a test for the Indians, because that's probably the best team they played this year, I would have to say.
Yeah, I was pretty impressed with the girls' team. I mean, Versailles kind of had their number, and Indians looked like they were about to let the game go to Versailles. It got to about 10 or so in the fourth quarter, but Indians got it down to 2 or 4 late there. Just didn't have enough offense, really. But I like what I see out of the girls' team, and I think they're going to have a good year.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond, our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying, it's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There'll also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prize of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Recovery businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Azales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com. And find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd to 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Senior citizens in the area are invited to a senior citizens holiday breakfast at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, December 12th at the high school commons. There will be limited space, so reservations are required by calling 375-4139, extension 500, before December 10th. Besides the breakfast, the high school band and chorus will be there to provide entertainment, and there will also be tours of the school buildings. So call 375-4139, extension 500, before December 10th, and make your reservations for the senior citizens holiday day breakfast on Wednesday, December 12th.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. Indians have a four-point lead. About to start the second half. Butler been playing well, Chase. I haven't been keeping up on him.
Little rough. Not a great start, but once Big E's play comes around, we'll be all right.
The one thing I miss in high school is Mr. Brent's always talking to me about Butler sports. So
yeah,
he's a big fan of Butler basketball. So
yeah, getting ready to start the second half here. Say Indians just
bottom line for the second half, just need to take care of the ball. Too many turnovers there in the first half, especially late. I don't know if Regan and Ryan will be playing, fourth quarter maybe? I don't know if they limit their two quarters or...
Do you see Regan?
I know they played the second quarter of the first half, but getting those guys involved...
They're down there, so Regan's down there. So.
Yeah, Regan's going to start the second half.
With Brian Bannon, Riley Will, Russell Gale, and Ryan Pose. So I'm guessing Regan or Pose won't probably play the fourth quarter.
Probably not.
So we're about to start the third quarter. Versailles to get the first possession.
Runs inbound. He gets it into McAdowney. McAdowney will walk it up. He's guarded by Regan Martin. McAdowney passes over to the right wing. Demands. Demands. Guarded by Ryan Post. Demands looks inside. Gets it into, I want to say Litton. Litton kicks it back out, but stolen away by Ryan Post.
So Ryan will take it the other way. Bring it across the timeline. Ryan will try to make a move middle. Gets into the middle. Dishes out to Dilworth. Gale. Gale give it back to Post. Up no good. Rebounded by. It'll be off Tiger's leg, so he'll stay with the Indians.
Good look there by Post. Just got to get some arch on that ball.
So Ryan Post will inbound it for the Indians under their own basket. Gets into Ben. Tipped away. And Regan.
It's tackled.
Yeah, it'll be a foul on the Tigers. Be a push. And so the Indians will keep possession. So 24-20 our score here in the third quarter. Regan will get into Ryan Post. Ryan will give it back up to Regan, into Ben. Ben will make a move middle, dish out to Ryan Post. Up and good.
There
good
it
pass
is.
Pass there by Brian Ben to find Ryan Post wide open for three.
The man gets it into McAdowney. McAdowney will cross over and go middle and break the press. Now he gives it over to Jones. Jones back to Demange. Thinks about a shot. Passes up to Jones. Now back over to Demange. Now back over to Jones. Jones will drive baseline. Great defense by Ben, and he'll get his own steal and dumps it off to Russell Gale.
Riley Will has it. Gives it back to Russell Gale. Over to Ben. Over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will look around, give it up top to Gale. Gale will give it into the corner. Riley Will. Riley will drive baseline, pump a shot, no good.
Rebounded.
Probably a foul, but go to the Tigers.
Rebounded by Litton. Now over to Jones. Jones will bring it up for the Tigers. And we're going to have a foul on Russell Gale, I believe, with a reach.
Probably the first foul for us on the first team. Foul of the half.
Demands will inbound from the side. Gets it in Jones in the backcourt. Jones guarded by Russell Gale. Now swings it over to McAdowney on the right wing. McAdowney will hold it out there, guarded by Martin. McAdowney skips it to Bruns. Bruns on the left wing. Now skips it back to McAdowney. McAdowney will drive down the right side of the lane, throw up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Ryan Post.
Ryan will take it the other way. 5 minutes left here in the third quarter. Indians up 7. Regan will try to go baseline. Finds Russell Gale on the opposite side. Up top to Riley Will. Over to Post. Into Ben. Ben will go middle. Dish out to Riley Will. Riley will then drive right. Up no good. Rebound by Ben. Ben will pump a shot. No good. Good opportunity there for the Indians.
Doing a great job getting the boards. Just got to finish.
And then Regan will tip it away and will stay with the Tigers. And Ian Holm will check back in for the Indians for Riley Will.
Bruin Camp windbound from the side. Gets it in to McAdowney. 4:40 left in the third quarter. McAdowney up top. Guarded by Gale. McAdowney throws a pass to no one, but it ends up in the arms of Bruns. Bruns tries to get back to McAdowney. It's tipped out of bounds by Gale. Ball will stay with the Tigers. Rune Camp again, windbound from the side. He gets it in to Demange. Demange picks up his dribble at the top. Ball's dead, tipped away by Martin.
Good hustle, Regan Martin.
Good hustle, but the ball got out of bounds on Martin. And yet again, it'll stay with Versailles.
And it looks like Versailles will take a timeout. We'll take one with them here on the 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. Innings up 7 here in the third.
Runcamp gets it into Demange. Demange will push it the other way. Guarded by Kobe Wendell. Demange skips to Runcamp. No one guarding him, but drive in and lose it out to Versailles. Now McAdany tries to force inside, knocked away by Ryan Post.
Ryan will then pull up for three, up no good, rebounded by the Tigers, going the other way.
Litton gives it off to Heikamp. Now Runcamp on the left wing with drives, puts up a shot, no good, rebounded by Demand. She puts it up and good, second chance opportunity there for Versailles.
So Ryan Post will bring it up, 27-22, and innings up 5 here in the third with 3:38 left. Ryan Post will give it up to Enholm into the corner, Wendell. Wendell looking around, up top to Regan Martin. Regan will get double teamed, gets out of it, gives over to Holm in the corner, wide open, up, and no good. Oh. Rebound by the Tigers.
In and out there for Ian. Demange brings it the other way for Versailles. He gives it off to Runcamp. Runcamp on the right wing sends it up top to McAdany. McAdany hands off to Litton. With now Litton back to McAdany. McAdany chooses not to take the ball screen. He'll pull up from 15 feet and good. 24-27. Indians lead by 3.
Kobe will bring it up for the Indians. Have a little pressure before crossing. Gets it crossed. Having trouble, still has it. Dribble around, and we'll get it over to Regan Martin. Oh,
they call a foul.
No, they called, gave Coach Overton the timeout, so we'll take one with them here in a 4 Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pole type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The holiday season is here, and that means getting together with family and friends. Let Wayne Street Market take the stress out of planning your party. They can cater any size get-together. Give them a call at 375-2865 and see what they can do for you. Be sure to call 48 hours ahead to be sure you get what you want. Whether it's their famous cheese balls, meat and cheese trays, veggie trays, roasted chicken and JoJo fries, something great from their deli, or their new smoked meats featuring the oversized smoked chicken leg quarters and much more. Or they have just what you need to make the party great. Or just stop in and grab some great food fast. Great food and great prices. Wayne Street Market, your local full-service market.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. 27-24, innings up 3. Ryan Post will dish out to Wendell. In the corner, up top to Gale. Gale go middle, and that's a travel. So he'll go
one
back.
One too many steps there.
Yep. So we'll go back to the Tigers, and it looks like the Indians are going to get a little press.
Chase McAdany went inbound. Got a great name, by the way. Ball goes over to Runcamp. He drives down the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound and fought for, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians.
So Ian will inbound it. The Tigers will stay in their press, too. Gets into Ryan Post. Ryan will give it over to Ian. Ian will get hit middle to Gale. Gale will then drive middle, pop a shot up. No good. A rebound by the Tigers.
Rebounded by Litton. He hands it off to McAdany. McAdany will push it the other way. Pressured hard by Gale, and they're going to call foul on Russell. That'll be his second. Team second of the half.
So Reedy Marlin and Riley Will will check in for Ryan Post and Ian Holman. 27-24, just under 2 minutes here in the third quarter.
Oh, wow. Aggressive D by Grail. Thinks he came away with a steal, but they can call another one on him. That's his third. Probably did get him with the body a little bit.
Yeah. And it looks like Riley Dilworth will come in form.
McAdowney will inbound from the side. He gets it into Eli McAdowney. And he will cross half court, guarded by Riley Dilworth. Swings it over to Chase McAdowney. He'll try to force it inside. And that ball will fly out of bounds. The ball will go over to the Indians.
Riley will give it up to Regan Martin. Regan will give it back over to Riley Will. Up middle to Kobe Wendell to Regan Martin. Regan will drive, pull about 15-footer up, no good. Rebounded by McAdowney.
Indians settling a little bit. They get it. Move the ball, get in the flow of their offense, and get a good shot. Ball goes over to Ruhenkamp in the corner. He'll shoot a three, and that's good. We got a tie ball game. Indians haven't scored in a while.
Wendell will have it, gives it over to Will, up to Riley Dilworth over his head, and
into the arms of Litton of Versailles. He'll give it over to Eli McAdowney. He'll bring it up with a minute to go here in the third quarter. All tied up. Ball goes over to Bruns. Bruns will get it inside to Ruhenkamp. He puts it up and good. Too easy of entry pass there, and Versailles takes the lead.
Regan will give it up to Riley Will. Riley will hit Riley Dilworth wide open. Pulls up for 15-foot up, no good. Kobe will come up with it. Stuffed. And we'll go back to the Tigers.
Eli McAdowney pushes it up again. 40 seconds left in the quarter. He'll hold it up top, guarded by Riley Dilworth. And maybe thinking about a last one shot here for Versailles. They swing it around the arc. Bruns has it on the left wing. He'll look inside, nothing there. Now gives it back up to Eli McAdowney. He's at the top of the key. Now swings it over to Ruhenkamp on the left wing. Guarded by Regan Martin. Ball goes back up top, and Eli McAdowney will reset the offense. 12 seconds left. McAdowney down the lane, throws up a shot. We're going to have a blocking foul. Could have been a charge. But they're going to give Versailles the benefit of the doubt. Evers is who the foul was on, and that will send Eli McAdowney to the line with 10 seconds left. McAdowney will get two. He throws up his first one. That's off the back, no good.
Brian Benn, Ian Holman will check back in for the Indians.
Eli McAdowney at the line. His second one's up and short this time. Should be a line violation over sales. And that's what they'll call. Are you kidding me? They're going to call that on 40 carry? How is that on us? I noticed that too, but I didn't think we moved.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
23 for sales is just... That's horrible. McAdowney will try again. Ball don't lie, because it's no good. 7 seconds left for the Indians.
Regan will push it up. 5 seconds left. Give up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will do a step back short, and that will end our quarter. 29-27. Indians are down. We'll be back for the fourth quarter here on Indian 40 Cover Internet Radio.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you'll need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. Innings down two. Starting the fourth quarter, Tigers will get the first possession.
Demange will inbound to Eli McAdowney. He has the ball at the top of the key, guarded by Russell. Nope, Riley Will, sorry. Now ball goes over to Bruns. Bruns will pull from 16 feet, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Owen Shane. Gives up to Riley Will. Riley will then drive all the way up. No good. No foul. And we'll go back to the Tigers. Eli McAdowney brings it up. Guarded by Riley Will. Good ball pressure here by Will. McAdowney gets the screen. Now hands off to Bruns. Bruns around the arc. Will stop at the top of the key. Now passes it off to Demange. Demange will drive left. And we're going to have a touch foul. After no call on the other end, we're going to have a touch foul on Owen Shane. That'll be our fifth foul of the half. What are we doing here? Fouls on Riley Will, I guess. I don't know. So, Versailles to inbound from the side. Bruns to inbound. He'll get it into McAdowney. McAdowney will walk it up. And we're going to have a carry on McAdowney carried it, so he'll turn it over to the Indians.
So on chain one bound, it gets into Russell Gale. Indians still down two here in the fourth quarter. Gale will get pressure and will be,
there we go,
foul on the Tigers. Now number 12, Troy Jones, his second, team second. So Riley will inbound it. Gets into Russell Gale. Gale pressured by Jones again. We'll give it over to Holman in the corner. Up 4-3. Up, no good. Yes. Rebounded by
Eli McAdowney of Versailles. He'll push the ball up the right side of the court. Now hands it off to Bruns. Bruns will stop and pop from three. Way short. Rebounded by, who's that?
Russell Gale.
And we're going to have a foul on Versailles. Number 23, Jacob Litton. Indians down two, 5:43 left. It's the fourth quarter, isn't it?
Yeah, that scoreboard's
wrong, right?
Yeah. So, and Shane will inbound it to Riley Will. Riley Will at the top of the key, looking around. We'll get over to Ian Holman. Holman will find Ben at the elbow, back out to Shane, over to Riley Will in the corner. Riley will then dish it out to Owen Shane, tipped away. Owen gets it back, and then will be a foul on the Tigers. Looks like it'll be on McAdowney.
Shane is falling out of bounds. Tried to throw it off a guy's foot, but they got picked up Versailles with the foul anyway. Indians will inbound from the side.
Riley will inbound it to Russell Gale. Gale, top the key, and we'll give it over to Holman into the corner. Shane. Shane will dribble back up top to Riley Will. Into Ben. Ben will pull up a 15-footer. Up and
dang,
good. Wow.
Tough shot.
That's a good shot by Brian Ben.
He's well guarded.
Now tie the game. 29-all.
Demange walks it up for Versailles. He passes it over to Ruhenkamp. Ruhenkamp on the left wing. And now pass it over to Eli McAdowney in the corner. Now ball goes back up top to Jones. Jones will drive past Gale. He'll stop and put up a shot. No good. Could have been travel. No call, but Owen Shane comes away with the rebound.
Owen will give it over to Riley Will. Riley will get a screen by Brian. Ben over to Gale into the corner to Shane up top to Ian. Ian will think about three. Gives it back to Shane. Shane will then drive baseline. Gives it to Ben. Ben will put up and good. Wow. Brian Ben's having a heck of a game.
So I'll put him in double figures
and give Indians the lead.
Eli McAdoney brings it up. He'll hand it off to Demange. Demange skips it over to Troy Jones on the left wing. He'll bounce pass it into Eli McAdoney. No, McAdoney kicks it back out to Jones for three. No good. Rebounded by Demange. He puts it up and good. Can't give up those second chance opportunities.
Now tie the game. 31 all. 3:55 left here in the fourth. Dale will get pressured by Jones. Gets it across. Gets it. Tries to go baseline. He will. And go. Ooh.
Nice reverse layup there by Russell Gale. Looks like he's improved his offensive game, I think, from last year to this
year.
For
sure. Especially how small he is, too. I mean,
Demange will bring it the other way, but he'll get fouled. Who's that on? Russell again? Nope. Owen Shane.
And it looks like Evers and Wendell will check in for Riley Will and Ian Holman. And Coach Overton will take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. They'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. Indians have a two-point lead, 33-31, here in the fourth with 3:35 left. The Tigers will get possession.
Runecamp will inbound from the side. Gets out to Demange, guarded by Russell Gale. Ball goes over to Demange, but stolen away by Owen Shane.
Owen will give it up to Gale, up back over to Owen. Up to Evers at top, three shot up.
That's some wicked spin on it.
And there will be a hold on Versailles. No, on the Indians.
Oh my goodness.
There'll be a hold on Dylan Evers, so it'll be a one-on-one opportunity for the Tigers.
Indians lead by two, 33-31, 3 minutes to go in the game. Jacob Litton at the line for Versailles, shooting 1-1. He'll throw up the front end, and that's good. Okay, guys falling down. What are we? What's going on?
No clue.
Litton will get one more. Second one is up and rolls around and good. That'll tie it up with 3 minutes to go here in the game.
Russell Gale will get it, and then he'll hit up to Wendell, then to Owen Shane. Yeah. Be tipped away, and Versailles
recovers it. That's Runecamp. He gives it over to Eli McAdoney. Eli McAdoney guarded by Russell Gale. Indians looking for a trap here. Ball goes over to Demange. Demange will drive. Now kicks out to 24. Who was that? The other Litton, that three's no good.
Russell Gale will get the rebound and push for the Indians. Gives their own channel on the left side. Up top to Kobe Wendell, over to Evers, into the corner to Gale. Gale will try to get in the bin. He does. Bin will turn left.
Nice.
Up and pan. Up and good. So gives the Indians a lead, 35-33.
Ball goes over to Litton. Litton has it up top. Now give it to Eli McAdoney. McAdoney hands it off to Demange. Demange at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble. Now sends it over to Litton. Litton back to Demange. Now hands off to Jacob Litton. And he'll pass it off to
Jaden Linton, and he'll reset the offense. Ball goes over to Runecamp. Runecamp will drive middle. Now kicks out to Jacob Linton. Now over to Jaden Linton. He'll bring the ball up and reset once again. 1:50 left in the game.
And Versailles will call a timeout. We'll take one with him here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Versailles High School, 35-33, Indians up two here in the fourth quarter, 1:50 left. So Versailles will take possession.
Demand Jenner's it in to Eli McAdany. He hands off to Troy Jones. Jones will bring it up. Now he throws it over to Bruns. Bruns over to Demand in the left corner. Demand up top to Eli McAdany. He throws it out to Troy Jones. He'll put up a three. That's no good. Rebounded by Owen Shane of the Indians.
Oh,
they're going to get Owen Shane on the line. I didn't see that, but he's got a better look at it than I do. So ball will stay with Versailles. Troy Jones to inbound under his own basket. Minute and a half left in the game. Ball goes in to Jacob Linton. Now over to Bruns at the top. Bruns will swing it to Troy Jones. Jones guarded by Russell Gale. Enters it inside. Wide open layup for Demand. That's up and good. That'll give Versailles. That ties up the ballgame at 35.
What are we doing?
I don't know what the stoppage is for, but it's Indians ball, tie ball game. Minute 25 left in the game.
Russell Gale will bring it up. Cross half court. Guarded by Jones. Give it over to Homan. Homan. Up to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will give it over to Shane. Get screened by Ben. Home will give it back over to Homan. Homan into the corner to Gale. Gale will try to find Ben. Tipped away. And Jones
going the other way. All the way to the hoop. Catches a body from Owen Shane. Should have probably been a foul, but we'll take it. Indians the other way.
Gale will get up to Homan or Shane. Over to Wendell into Ben. Ben back out to Wendell. 48 seconds left. Back in the bin. Ben will turn
and
line. And it'll be shoved. So he'll go line shooting two. Here with 45 seconds left in the fourth. Tie ball game. So good move, Ben, to get middle. He'll go line shooting two. Number coming up after this will be the varsity game. And Harold Feely and Mr. Dave Kaup will bring you the game here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Ben's first one up is good.
Money
gives the Indians the lead with 36-35. Ben will get his second. Go throw it up there and short. And
rebounded by Bruns of Versailles. He gives it over to Demange. Demange brings it the other way. Now hands off to Eli McAdany.
And looks like Versailles coach will call a timeout, so we'll take one with him. We'll be back after this here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Cold out. outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. Versailles will get it in. 35 seconds left.
On the right wing, 30 seconds left. Eli McAdani at the top of the key, guarded by Kobe Wendell. Ball goes over to the man. She'll get a ball screen. He'll drive middle. Now kicks out to Troy Jones. Swings to Eli McAdani. He'll put up a three, and that's short. No good. Gets his own rebound. No call. Come away with by the Indians.
Owen Shane will get it up to. Nope, he'll be fouled. So he'll go to the line shooting two.
No, it'll be one.
So.
Or that's not the. They're not in the bonus yet. Be the sixth foul on Versailles, so they need one more foul to send the Indians to the line. There's 11 seconds left in the game. Owen Shane will inbound from the side.
And Coach Overton will take a timeout. So we'll take one with them here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. They'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. 36-35. Indians are up one. Ian Holman will inbound it.
See, I would have Owen Shane take the ball out, right?
Yeah. Ian Holman gets it to Owen Shane, and the Owens.
It's the call. They call anything? They blew the whistle, but the clock didn't run, I guess. And the time went off, so know what the problem is.
I guess they're going to put back at 11.6.
Yeah, and try again, I guess.
Inbound it. So, a little pause in the action.
The 11.6 is what it started. It's 10-4 now. Couldn't have been too late.
Coming up on Saturday, girls will host Ottawa Glandorf. JV game will start at noon. WPGW will bring you that one. And then tomorrow night, boys are at Jay County. WPGW will bring you that one also. Remember, next week, Thursday, the girls will host Parkway at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And then Friday, boys will travel to Parkway. So we got it situated 11.4. So Ian Holman will get into Ben.
Ooh. Ben, it goes through Ben's hands, but he was fouled.
Pulled shut from behind. So Ben will go line shooting 1-1.
And it was a foul, but if he didn't foul him, that ball was going out of bounds. It was going to be Versailles' ball. Anyway, Ben will go to the line shooting 1-1.
Ben will fire it up, and it is good.
There we go.
Good hit there for Ben. He has 14 points on the game so far. So we'll have a sub. Riley will check in for Ian Holman.
10 seconds left.
Ben will fire up the second. Up, no good. Rebounded by McAdani. Loses it, and it will stay with the Tigers.
That should be our ball, I think.
I'm not sure.
I think that was off for sales.
Everyone on the bench was standing, so I couldn't see. So it will stay with the Tigers. So they got 8.3 seconds, and they'll take a timeout. So we'll take one with them. We'll be back after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with the poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
And we're back here at Versailles High School.
Jacob Linton will trigger it in for Versailles over to Ruin Camp. With 5 seconds left, Troy Jones on the left. That's demand. He'll pull up from 15 feet long. No good. Rebounded by. Ball's loose on the ground. Time will expire. That'll do it. Indians get a good road win against Versailles, 37-35.
We'll be back at this to talk about here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Men's Night Out at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is Wednesday, December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. The night will comprise of shopping, men's health, and beverages. They'll be 20% off store-wide, excluding prescriptions, complimentary gift wrapping, men's health, and a 20% off coupon for a future cash pay blood draw. So ladies, encourage the man in your life to come to Men's Night Out on December 19th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Kalp Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH End of Year Sales Event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And we're back here at Versailles High School. JV will pick up a win on the road against the Tigers. Brian, I would have to say Brian Benn had to be the player of the game for Coach Overton. Had 15 points and hit down two clutch free throws for the Indians. So we're going to take a little break, and we'll be back. And Harold Feely and Dave Kalp will bring you the varsity game here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.